this Tough Amendment. What are we talking about? Okay. No more. Hey, I have one more. Mine. That. Yeah. Okay. Wanna, Sylvia, you have one. You have the Mishnah Bulletin, and you have. Huh? You have it on the on there. Okay. Looking at each other. We're talking now about. שלוחי התרואה, ארבע התרואה של החיים של גבורה. לא ירוע לכו חמיץ. So we דר של שלוחו. What's called yours? Now, bylos. How you define bylos? Very difficult. Let me pose it in a modern guise. You have investments in A&P. You bought stock A&P. First of all, A&P, is it a Jewish company? No, it's not a Jewish company. But the president, vice president, and treasurer are all Jewish. What's more, most likely, the president's secretary is Jewish. She looks like it runs the company. How do you define bylos nowadays? Very difficult.
Stock, though.
Yeah.
It's not stock.
Stock and stock ownership. You have 1,000 people, 10,000 people only stock. I mean, you're a Machal Shabbos. You don't shut down AT&T. Shabbos, let me. You have to people call. Boys call the girls on Shabbos. That's a terrible thing. So you have to have means of determining bylos. So first, even how much fails, that's how paskin. If your opinion must be regarded, then you are bylos. Yeah. I think all my kids own 3 shares of AT&T. One of our family friends always gave them a ton of, when they were born, 3 shares of AT&T. Yeah. We kept it. Those 3 shares of AT&T, you come to a shareholders meeting and you raise your hand and you tell them, I have 3 shares of AT&T, I want to protest something. Right? The guard will take you out of the room. Right? What if I say I have 10% of AT&T stock? 10% or 90% of, if I listen to you, 10% is a chosh rabbi. And now a few million shares of stock, 10%, right? And so forth. They'll listen. You can elect a governor, you can elect a member of the governing board that way, etc., etc. So how do you evaluate bylos? If you can talk like a bylos, you can behave like a bylos, then you're a bylos. That's how the shares have been passed getting on stock issues. Right. The fact that you have A&P as the president, vice president, and treasurer happen to be Jewish, it's a Jewish firm. Why? A Jew is making the decisions. Therefore, you can't buy A&P after Pesach.
What is A&P?
It's a big drug, a big company that's going bankrupt this year. So it's closing on the A&P grocery stores, supermarkets. Mm-hmm. The oldest supermarket in America. They just declared bankruptcy. They also own Pathmark chain and what else? A Jewish name. What's the other drug house?
Walgreens?
Wallbound. Right, and Wallbounds. It's all under A&P. So, therefore, we tell our Balabatim, you can't buy there right after Pesach. You have to go to ShopRite. ShopRite is privately owned. Each unit is privately owned by a goy. By us, bus is a goy owner.
How do you determine for how long you can't shop afterwards?
that's a pretty arbitrary. The mekubel, till like But no, it should be a way of knowing when their stock changes. It's supposed to be a published, you know, what the age of their stock on the shelf should be. Stock that's past the expiration date, whatever that's supposed to be. Okay. Now we have, this is a little different case. Chemso Shalein Yehudi Shuv Galitzel Yisrael. That was just introductory. To focus now what we call Bailus. Ain Yehudi Shuv Galitzel Yisrael. Very simple. You took collateral. You don't know what people take for collateral. Banks take for collateral. Right? You're a Jewish loan firm. Right? You lent money to a goy, and you took as collateral his wheat silos. That's standard, normal business in America. The farmers borrow money. They give as collateral produce. Therefore, imu chay b'chiyuso migneiv aveda. If he actually takes possession of it, he puts a lock on the silo, right? And therefore, if it be stolen, the Jew would suffer, right? Then bein shu b'veiso bein shu b'chol mokom b'chiyuso chayiv levaro. Am I add something? I feel chosav of kido b'yad ein yehudi acher. But as long as he has it, even though it's not in his physical rishus, the pasuk reads b'chol gvulcho. B'chol gvulcho is not accurate. Doesn't mean my gvul. It has to be my achayus as ilov. It could be in your gvul, and my achayus, I'm the bailim. Okay. And the achayus is for gneiv aveda. Yesh omrim, shafir ein alo shechinon, shechay bevshiya, also chayu levaro. Afir ein achay bach yusuf bedin, el shodeya shein yehudi olam yichfir lechalem im yobad, chayu levaro. Even if it's what? Not happy halacha be potter. But we know that the goy, being politically powerful, or some ish olam, a tough guy, and he's going to make you pay for it. In other words, if you lose his chametz, you're responsible. And pay for it. Maybe it's because it's more than the loan than was, etc. Right? The Yeshchol can others say no, only when it's legal, not when it's factual. Factual achayus, right, is not legal achayus. Factual achayus is, it should be part of, but the guy's going to coerce me, I'm going to have to give in. So hold that, since you know that, that's considered also achayus, considered a form of bailus. Vim einu chaya v'achiyusu, einu chaya levaro, afil im kol v'shachas yodo. Right? Even though what? The fellow is someone who's afraid of me. But I'm not chaya v'achiyus. Therefore, no chaya v'achiyus in your potter. Kanchu Gertosho Shoyim Bochotso, right? But Soch Lassos Lefono Mechitza Gavo Asot Fochem Kadesho Yishkaf Yechela. I told you, be your chomets, it's Shema Yavol Ochlo. So even though it's not your chomets, it's the goy's chomets. That's what we do today in Mechitza's chomets. We sell the goy the chomets, right? We put the chomets in his closet. I didn't finish it. And you finished the whole story this morning. In addition to selling him the chometz, we rent him the mokom shachometz munach shom, so that the closets numbered 1, 2, 3, they become the goyish closet. So it's chemso shel akum birushus akum. That doesn't mean ownership. Rental is ownership. Schirus liyoma is like the chirus. Any Yehudi, she near Chomet basis called below the Shuso, Kofol of Kli, right? You have to make some hecker, see, cover, put a blanket over it. Any Yehudi, she near Nas the basis called the Chametzo Biodo, Eno Zoko Klozio, right? Afapi Sharoa, right? What does it mean? You said, Lo Yuroloho, so Bechogvul Cheshiva Shovim. So I have a goy, he came in with his McDonald's sandwich, and he's in my Rishus, came to talk to me about doing my plumbing, taking care of my lawn. Must I say to him, excuse me, it's Pesach, you can't stay in my house with thee. With the sandwich. No. Half a piece is called Roa Chomesh and Yehudi, Emekach Klum. Abo, of course, also Lalo, so Imo Ala Shulchan. But if you have to be nice to this fellow, you say you have to invite him to sit down, at least make sure you're not sitting, eating together on the same tablecloth. Give him a little trade to sit on. No, Chomesh is not atomic energy. It's not radiation. It's there, it's there. It's halachic. It's legalism. If legally I'm not responsible for the chametz, legally, right? It's what determines whether it's called chametz or not.
If he comes in with his crackers and he's just dropping
that's it.
Purim everywhere.
Yeah, just a slob, that's all. Okay. Right, here's an important halacha. Yisrael shehivkid chametzo. Why call it chametzo? We always said chemzo. Okay. Eitzel Yisrael. O eitzel in Yehudi. Afa bishle kibel olav hanifkod achayus. Right? Over olav af hamafkid. Now here, this needs a hez, but why? The goy took achayus for the chometz. The Jew took achayus for goy's chometz. He's called Bailim. He's called the owner, right? So a goy takes achayus for the Jew's chometz, so the goy is the owner. No. Achayus isn't ownership. Achayus is liability. Therefore, liability is enough to make it an isa chometz for a Jew. But liability of a goy doesn't take away the fact that it's owned by a Jew. The fact that he's liable in case something happens doesn't change the fact that right now, until something happens, it's a Jew's chametz with a Jew holding an insurance policy against the chametz by the goy. That doesn't take away the bailus of the Jew. You follow that? Okay, clear? Achayus is mechayiv. It is not a poter. It doesn't exempt you. It doesn't substitute ownership. Merely responsibility. A Jew who's responsible for chometz, that's called yimotzei lecho. That's enough to require him to do something about it. Okay, this is the last halacha on this. Defining bailus, defining yimotzei lecho. Ein Yehudi shehilvul Yisrael al chemso, umashkeno biyado, goyish banker, a Jew comes to borrow money from a goyish banker, right? And the goy, the Jew gives as collateral, he gives chametz, his stock of barley, his stock of flour, that's chametz. Umashkin al biyado. Gomalay meyachshav yehishelcha, imlo efelachol is manproni. And he says, umashkin al biyado, meaning there's a transfer of the physical object. And he says, if I don't pay you by this and the date, it's more of a pawnbroker situation. That's our standard pawnbroker situation. What you're doing is really, in pawnbroking, which is legal in America, you sell your object to the pawnbroker. He promises to sell it back to you at a price. You sell it to him for $100, he gives you $100 loan, right? If you want to then get your object back, you have to pay him $120. 20% is the normal usury that they charge. Normal libis that they charge. So it's looked upon as what? If it was chometz, chemso shel pawnbroker. Then you buy it back, it's no problem. It says. That's what it means. The what? Umishkino biyodo, vigi azman vlopo, then muto. Why? It wasn't a loan. It was a sale with the right of repurchase. Why? Because he said, meyachshov, if I don't pay you, this should not be looked upon as a loan, but as a sale. That's our pawnbroker structure. Ba'afilu lo higi azman sheko arach ha-pesach, shigi azman v'lo poro, lo poro, nikten lo lemifreya, ha'avu lechem to shal eini Yehudi. Clear? The example I gave you, pawnbroking, is the way you have to send this halacha. It's a sale with the right of repurchase. Pay your loan, you get it back. Yisrael shehilvo le'eni Yehudi al chemso, the other way around. A Jewish banker and a goy comes to borrow money, and he gives a mashu, emishno biyodo v'om le'me'achshov, right? V'igi yazman afil acha pesav lo poro, afilu einacha yisolov, even though he wouldn't be responsible for theft, for loss or theft, he's not a, never, also, mishum dekon le'mevroa. Huvra davol mevroa, that was his chometz. Because, right, it really was a sale and right of repurchase.
If by the Jew to a non-Jewish banker the time has not yet come up, then still it's kosher because it falls into this deal, into this right of sale and right of repurchase.
If once again,
if the previous case said that if it was a Jewish person giving the mashkon to the non-Jewish banker, even if the time was not did not pass yet, it's still permissible because He did the sale with the right to repurchase. Is that right?
When time has not passed yet.
Zman
Piron?
Yeah, Zman Piron did not.
Didn't come yet.
Didn't come yet.
Right. But
we said it depends
what will be. Will he pay or not? If he pays, then it was the Jew's chometz.
Le mafreya, the Jew is chayav.
Right. I mean, he had chometz, his chometz shavu la Pesach.
So therefore he can have no hana'ah when he gets it back.
But, okay. Avon lo omar lo mayachshav, vein achayus olav, veiz mutol. then it's not a repurchase. He didn't say me'atshav. Then it all, so it was the chemso shel goy the whole time. Okay. Yeah, let's talk about an introduction to Teruv Chametz.
This is important.
I received an email yesterday from the Los Angeles Kollel. They put out every year the pamphlet on pharmaceuticals and cosmetics. The whole pamphlet is basically useless. It doesn't tell you anything. We send him $25. Rabbi Best, a nice fellow. Fine. And people are very pleased because you look up in the pamphlet and it says no chametz. If you look up in the pamphlet and you say yeah chametz, it's also no chametz.
Right. It's terubot.
Huh? Because
it's
terrible. No. It's looks like it was never chametz to start with, etc., etc. He took over. We had here the SOI once did constructive work. We put out the Pesach bulletin, which contained all the drugs. Right? And I was a so-called faculty advisor. We write off to the companies, right? And very smart letters. It was to get it signed by a pediatrician, right, saying that he'd like to know whether this drug contains any kind of grain product, because he's an allergist, takes care of children with severe wheat allergy. Wanna know, does it have any wheat, barley, rye, etc. And get within a day or two, get back all the answers, right? Accurate information, and we put out the bullet. That was a ruse, right? Make sure that since Asher Pi and Diba Shov, we mean him in Shoker, you can't tell, trust them as far as you can throw them. But when you tell them, I think that it's they will have legal achayus if they mislead you, right? So basically, all prescription drugs, if they are in pill, powder, tablet form, right, there's no shaila. Period. Some mishigas. The only time you have a shaila is in pediatric medicine, where you have elixir. ELIXIR. Elixirs are liquid medicines. They contain alcohol. They're for pediatric use. Usually, antibiotics, they're with some alcohol used in the flavoring that they add to it. Antibiotic is pekuach nefesh. It's ludicrous to think anything about. The only time you have a real shaila is an elixir that doesn't do any good for anybody. Right? Like the cough medicines, chazai. Right. Okay. If you take the cough medicine, right, you can get rid of your cold in 7 days. Otherwise, it takes a whole week. So that I appreciate that pamphlet comes, because it's really comforting to the people who come to ask. The doctor just gave prescription and they asked to take this medicine over Pesach. I said, oh, don't worry about it. In the pamphlet it said it's okay.
Is there any argument for or against chewable vitamins, which could be Rowi Lachila?
Oh, good. Oh, no. I'll give you an introduction.
Oh, okay.
I said pharmaceuticals, prescription drugs, dry form. No shaila whatsoever. Right. Vitamins have a problem. Vitamins have a badei chometz. And it's not eino nechal lekelev. Not nifsal lemechil as kelev. Right. You go ahead and you take a vitamin pill that has a vitamin E. Vitamin E, at least once upon a time, the main source was wheat oil.
Yeah,
yeah. You have a child of real chometz. There's only a little bit in there, and it's a beetle before Pesach, 100% good tiny. Most likely not to worry about that either. If you bottle before Pesach, but that's already almost minigus soil. If you have something which you know has chometz in it, even though it's chometz at Mavuto, less than 1/60th, you don't want to eat it on Pesach.
Sorry.
And you don't start up with people when it comes to Pesach. They have a tradition of chumrah because that's the mood of Pesach. Mood of Pesach is a chumrah mood. You don't find it any place else in halacha. Right? Tosfos in beginning of Pesachim explains it. He says, remember, Pesach is why is eino botel afilo be'elef lo botel am Pesach, because you realize Kodesh Baruch Hu said Balyor Balyamotzi. Kodesh Baruch Hu said Koris. Where do you have an Isur that's Koris? Chaza is not Koris. Chaza plain love. Only Malkus. Where do you have an Isur Koris which you can't keep in your house? Balyor Balyamotzi. Chaza is not Koris. You can keep it in your house. Put it in the same refrigerator with the kosher meat. As long as you have it marked, that's all. So since there's a mood of chumrah that Kodesh Baruch Hu established, came along the Rabbanon and said, aha, that's all we were looking for, a heter to be machmir. Then they teach you how to do it. Then they load it up. Okay, you with us?
What if you have some people who take instead of prescription medications, they for whatever condition they have, they use alternative medications, and they use over-the-counter vitamins. They use it for a treatment of something which they take on a regular basis, and this is their medication. Otherwise, they would be on prescription. Is there any difference there?
Mean you have a choice between two different medicines, one with chametz, one without.
No, meaning that the person chose not to take prescription,
yeah,
and instead it goes according to
a holistic medicine.
Holistic medication.
Okay.
But they're mockpeed in it.
Homeopathic, holistic. Basically, a shote is potter from all mitzvah Shabbat Torah.
Alright.
Okay. Chometz, Koidim Pesach, is Botel, no Shiloh whatsoever.
I
add to it that it's not a Dvar Ochel. It doesn't have a Shem Ochel anymore. It's not Necha, Dovid Hashem Nechal. And you can't measure literally Nifsel Machilas Kelev. I mean, for all I know, my dog won't eat broccoli. I mean, I don't have a dog, but if I had a dog, I'm sure he wouldn't eat broccoli.
Yeah. No, they would.
Yeah, maybe yes, or no.
Dogs eat everything.
I know my children wouldn't eat broccoli. So my dog wouldn't eat broccoli either.
My dog would eat any object that's placed near his mouth.
Yeah.
So are we saying it's batel barov, batel b'shishim, or batel b'mei? What are we saying?
Depends what we're talking about. If it's a milk, it's a thing which is not a vidal latimer, has no independent flavor, has no test you can detect. Excuse me, minutes. Yeah, my brother's going in for heart surgery. Hello, Shmuley. Yeah, he pulled that off. My brother is from an island near Yisrael. He's having a lot of trouble suddenly, cardiac, pulmonary. No, anyway, turn out that he really needs a new atrial valve. So there's some maverick cardiologist whom nobody likes. I mean, doctors don't like him. The patients like him. He seems to be a Shikli Luyusha fellow, a full fellow who marches to his own drummer. He does things his way. He said, no, we don't do atrial valve. We're going to try to put a balloon in and stretch this valve to give a better blood flow. They all said it can't work.
Canoplasty, right?
Huh?
Canoplasty, right?
And that would be done without open heart surgery. A replacement valve is already open heart surgery. So Baruch Hashem, so he slept into he lives next to Johns Hopkins, the greatest hospital in the world, slept into a little hospital in Washington, D.C., where a guy does this supposedly very well. He says, Baruch Hashem, it seems to work. That would be a wonderful thing. That's the fellow called me, the Shmuel, my nephew. He's involved in Lakewood. He's an Adam Godo. He's 6.5 feet. Yeah.
How do they put the balloon in?
To the lake.
Isn't it called gynoplasty?
Huh?
Isn't it called gynoplasty?
Like angioplasty.
Oh, angioplasty, right.
Yeah. Like angioplasty, but they got it this time. Angioplasty is the circulatory system around the heart, leading to the heart.
This is the thing, valve itself. Uh-huh. But sir, just to clarify, so in terms of the bittul, we're saying it depends on whether or not the tongue is. Let's say bourbon.
Bourbon should be enough.
So let's say bourbon.
Right.
Midiraita. Would that be motor midiraita?
Okay. Oh, well, okay. Because
it's mostly corn.
Back off a little bit. Is schnapps chometz betaruvis? Very interesting shaila. Machlokes achonim, all down the line. You name it. Like every achon has spoken about it. Sam sofa yanshe, b'kivega, noydibude, pleyushua. Everybody has a comment on it. What is it? How do you make schnapps? You have a grain product, right? And you put water on it. Right? Is that beetle already? Is there now a taruvus of wheat and water? Or you say, no, that's not true. This is how you make schnapps. Schnapps doesn't come from wheat. You got to use water to get it, right? Then the yeast can ferment it, then it's etc. So many achonim consider schnapps, right, as chometz gomur, as it's called, not chometz betaruvos. Others want to argue against it. I was involved a big machlokas with the OU on vinegar. Okay, I wrote to defend the OU. They had been getting kosher vinegar from France, where vinegar is made from alcohol. You got to follow the production business. Right. They use in France grapes to make alcohol, distill the alcohol, then the alcohol is run down an aerator. Okay, it's a tall silo with wood chips on it, filled with wood chips, and the alcohol is dribbled drop by drop on the wood chips. It goes down and comes out vinegar. Okay. Why? Because the wood chips are covered with a bacterium, acetobacter, that makes vinegar. And that's an aerobic organism. It needs air. On these wood chips, it's all surface. It's massive surface upon the wood chips. And the bacteria are embedded on all these surfaces. Enough, one passage, as it goes down, the bacteria change it to vinegar. It comes out approximately 20-odd% vinegar. And the vinegar your wife buys is 5% vinegar. They're up there diluted with water. So the shayla who came in, is that one shayla, is it yayin esach? It came from wine, from which they distilled the alcohol, from which they made the vinegar, right? And legabe pesach, what if the alcohol was made not from wine alcohol, but from schnapps alcohol, right? Which is from hummus, right? Or you said bourbon. Now, bourbon, supposedly in America, has to be majority corn to be called bourbon. But what majority corn means could be, as far as I know, 51% is also majority. Yeah, I don't know how much corn, but I think it's legal for 51% corn and the rest wheat. Nevertheless, it's taruus. Chad betray bottle, zat chad betray majority. Therefore, bourbon wouldn't be a problem of chomash of a pesach. I told you.
But midiraita is not chametz at all, you're saying?
Huh?
Because midiraita is not chametz at all.
Now, whether midiraita is chametz at all.
I'm saying if you hold that it really is a Torah vote.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry?
If you hold that there really is a real Torah vote.
Yes. Right. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So we tell the cops for the people who drink bourbon during Pesach.
During Pesach, it's hard to be done
with
Kapskos.
No, it's definitely, they're not running Dirabonams, and at least maybe they're not running Dirayta.
I mean, it's maybe it's Shaila Pekuch Nefesh, because in the old days, the only thing that was kosher was Slivovitz, and that should kill you, really.
Yeah.
It's a real
Pekuch
Nefesh. Yeah.
It's like plum brandy. It's bad for you.
You have to have a Hungarian gene in order to be able to drink Slivovitz. It's still sold, but very popular. It's pay some time.
That's it.
Okay. Up to Din Taruv with Chometz. Okay, that little introduction, let's see you go. Taruv with Chometz, over and all over, Bishambalua, Balimotze. Kigan, Hamurius, right? Vashecho Hamodi, Kusach Habavli, Sheikh Hamodi, Chol Kyosbeir Adorim Anacholim. Okay. Kusach Habavli, we know what that is. Okay. Hamurius, as far as I know, is only a dip, I think. Our baby Torah uses a dip. It's Chinese miso, I think maybe miso.
What are we talking? Which one?
What's the other?
What are we talking about here?
Huh?
Which term is this?
Murius.
Murius. Oh.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said. Okay, it's a fish, it's a fermented fish dish. I think it's a dip. It's popular Oriental cuisine. Okay, yeah, and kuta chabavli. That we really know what that is. All right,
sourdough.
Kuta chabavli is yogurt fermented with bread chunks, right? With croutons in it. And it's supposed to be terribly unhealthy. Because what happens is bacteria grow in there, and of course it does it. That's Oriental cooking. The Chinese, Japanese have a fraction of heart disease compared to America, but a tremendous amount of intestinal cancer. Their heart disease is better because they don't eat so much as we do, right? Obesity is relatively rare, although since the Second World War, they've learned to eat like Americans, so heart disease is rising by them too, right? But intestinal cancer is from the Chazarai. You people, you've eaten soy sauce, but that's phony baloney soy sauce, right? That's caramel coloring protein extract. Soy sauce is soybeans in water, put under the house, right, and left for a year.
What?
A year later, you now have soy sauce. What has happened in there that year's time, you can imagine.
Soybeans and
Whatever could possibly grow, will grow. Right. And that becomes a very tasty meichel. I had a lab assistant, a research assistant, in Nishimoto, also Angela Chen. Moto Lota was Japanese, Angela Chen was Chinese. They ate a 1,000-year egg.
What?
A 1,000-year egg?
1,000 years old?
Very interesting. You know what a raw egg looks like? They take a raw egg and they cover it with lime, clay. Lime, basically, plaster of Paris. You should do it, make it in the lab, and put it in an incubator at 37 degrees body temperature and leave it for a few weeks. What do you think happened to that egg? You keep an egg in the refrigerator. This is in a 37 degree incubator at body temperature.
It's going to hatch.
Right? So, right, something. All I can tell you is that then when she would eat it for lunch, crack open the egg, you couldn't step into the lab. The smell was impossible. And she sat there with rice crackers. Ah, Tom got needed. These are my holimet that they exist. B'sheicha Hamodi, that's our beer, right? Remember, Sheicha, plain is what? What Sheicha?
Beer.
Old wine. Some Sheicha is old wine.
What's the hevdel between that and Yain?
Yain is young wine.
Sheicha being how old?
Aged wine is Sheicha, right? Sheikha Hamadi is mead that's from Persia. Right? That's they invented beer. Okay. The whole Kyosu Beilu Bidvorim HaNecholin, right? They are edibles, eatables. These are foods. Therefore, there's a chiyuv deraisa, right? It's chometz. It's not pure chametz. I have some bread croutons in a big bowl of sour milk, which is what kusra bavli is. Right, the majority is sour milk, and it all forms a concoction, a yogurt all together. Avol davar shesh bo taruvos chametz, veinu roel achila. Mutter le kaimu bepesach. Even though it's real chometz. Kigon, arevas abdonim shosofi kemavaros. In the tanning process, I don't know why they did that, why they had to, but I know the reason they did it. That they would put up their hides, the skins of the animals, in the beginning of the tanning process, right? They were soaked, right, in some kind of solution containing, I know, calcium hydroxide, etc. They also put in some flour. I feel a nosan shachas koydin zman habiyu, hareza muta lekaimo. These are not edibles. I is chometz, vade chometz, and they just put in 10 minutes before the zman isu starts. They put in the flour. But once they put in the flour, there, no one's going to eat that stuff. Right? It's not a shy to call it an ochel. Therefore, it is what? That's the classic Russian is Chocho koidem zmano. Chocho means scorched it. It means made it inedible before the zman isuro, then there's no shy. You with us?
What does the kaimo mean? Just to have it?
Keep it. You can keep it for Pesach. Vimlow nosna oros nosna kemach. If you just put flour and water, and he was fermenting the foreign water. All samasam is good for the skins, good for the tanning process. Kodim shoshesh yomim l'shasabil muta l'kaimo. If it's there been fermenting for 3 days, it's not shaykh royo l'achilas kelev. It's shikvar nifsed behivish. More than ain royo l'achilas kelev. Listen carefully, a very important lotion. It lost shem ochel. It is not a food item anymore. Period. Nifsa b'chilas kelev means it's a food item, but spoiled. Shosh yomim before, it lost its shem ochel. All right? Tov shosh yomim chay levaro. V'chein. These are now medicinals. Hakilo, which is used in the eye. Haratia, right? Ho ispronis, remember ispronis? Where do you have ispronis? That's the by Mila.
After the coming.
After Mila, right? Batayako, whatever that's supposed to mean. Chinosan Sokho Chomitz, Mutalakama Pesar, Shre Nifsa Tsuras Hachomis. Okay. That's the lotion. It lost the Shem Ochel. Nifsa Tsuras Hachomis. Now, here, interesting. Moran Sochim has, what if I have a big pumpernickel bread? You don't see it too often now, but every now and then you see it at a simcha or at a banquet, a massive bread, 20 pounds. Right? So the fellow decides he wants to make it into a footstool. Pumpernickel bread that got moldy, so even a dog won't eat it. Umelugmo shenisrocho, right? Or right, melugmo is also a medicinal thing. Ain't a chayv lebayah. Okay. What does the Gemara say? I started to say about the footstool. A big pumpernickel bread of footstool. I thought he has it here too. I'm sorry? Don't hear you. Yeah. No, it didn't have that aloha. What does Gemara say? Gemara had to have a minute to think it. Perfectly kosher. You keep for Pesach. Why? You were mevatel it m'shem ochel. No, it doesn't need, it should be edible. Right? It's no longer a food item. It's now a footstool. Gemara says, no, you tochem betit. You have to smear a little bit of, machlok is in Gemara, but one man says, okay, just some damir alone. In other words, you are this you gomer daite, right? That it's not a food item. It's now a footstool. Or to say no, you have to do a maisit to show that it's not a ochel. You have to smear some clay over it, some plaster of Paris on it. But underneath is a perfect kosher, perfect able to edible big pumpernickel bread. They baked it erev Pesach. It's perfectly edible. With the clay on it, you take the clay off, take the plaster of Paris off, it's edible, cut a slice, you take the middle out. That's the concept of Shem Ochel. If it loses Shem Ochel, it's not shy to talk about chametz. Okay, and here you have this big tumul. All right, people, you go home, check with your mothers. If she uses a plastic tablecloth, does it have a hechsher for Pesach? Someone said that the tablecloth, they make it from plastic. In the plastic company, where they make the plastic, they use a lot of alcohol. Alcohol could be chametz, so the plastic tablecloth is chametz. And that's how we paskin. You cannot eat a plastic tablecloth on Pesach. But that's kagula. That's you see all the plastic tablecloths they sell in Muncie now already for a week or two all have a hechsher. Okay.
In case the dog might eat it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now. You boys are, I doubt if it's, you people know what it is. You have any idea what it means, a starch shirt collar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how would you know? Never saw your. Yeah. Well, the starch is chometz. Actually, it's not. Our starch is almost always called starch. But wheat starch is also could be chometz. Right? Can you wear a starch shirt on Pesach? So if you're nervous and you put the collar in your mouth, it's one child. Right? Begodim shekivsu osam bechelev chita. Okay? Clothes that were washed with wheat starch, means starch shirts. Bechei niyoro shedibko osam bechomets. Or what was a common glue used in a house was flour and water. Right. Lochein. Even though within Pesach, within 30 days. 30 days is a period of time when you're supposed to be bodik, right, to get rid of chometz. And you want to go ahead, something again you people wouldn't know about. But I still saw it on the Lower East Side, where the covered Pesach, they buy colored paper, and paste it on the windows. It's part of Noi Sukkah on Pesach, you know. Yeah. But they use plain flour and water to glue it to the. That's a common in the kindergartens. They still use flour and water to for the kids to. To schmear around, if they put it in their mouth, nothing's going to happen. Right. So there you're making chometz, tokso shiyom pesach. Yeah, but again, it has no shem ochel on it anymore. It lost, as we said, tzuras chometz. When you make it into a glue and put it on schmear paper and schmear it against the window, don't talk to me about chometz anymore. Chometz is shayach al advar ochel. It's not advar ochel anymore. Right? Shein tzuras chometz omedes. Others say is also if you shmir on so heavily on the inside you have your pretty paper, but looking from the outside you see lumps of dough, right? So they somehow also pshited machmir, but it has no basis in halacha because but you see it from the inside, see it from the outside, it doesn't have a shem chametz on it. Okay. David, Dovo to the Sarabo Chomets, Vena Machel Odom Klau. Osha in a Machel Kolodom. In other words, it's used only for sick people. And when it says Nein Machal Kol Adam, means it's not a normal dietary inclusion. But it's something which in those days, whatever they did in the name of medicine, they thought they're doing something. Right? Very strange medicines, as you know, that were used in those days. They're Afa Pi Shemuta Lekaimo, also lo ochlo aracha pesach. Al pe she'ein bo min ha-chomets el kolshu, reiz ochlo lochlo. Right. Comes the Ramon says, that's not how we paskin. Yesh cholkin ha-matirin im nismatel koidim ha-pesach, v'hoche kaimelon, that's how we paskin. If bittul koidim pesach, it's bottle is out there. some want to be machmir, they're what's called chozer v'niyah, that he wakes up again. Chag Pesach, it wakes up. A nice concept. There is no chometz before Pesach. Before Pesach, all I have is wheat, barley, oats. I have no chometz. Chometz is an entity that comes chatzos hayom erev Pesach. That's when that entity is created. Doesn't exist before. The concept of chometz doesn't exist before. No such thing as chometz before Pesach. Therefore, it's not shy to worry about it. If you mevatel koydem Pesach, shy is, do you have chometz on Pesach? No. The chometz, the wheat was botel below. Now it can't become chometz. There's no thing to become chometz. It was already nizbatel koydem Pesach. Others hold, no, it's not so. That chometz is an entity that comes erev Pesach. Before that, you can't be mevatel, it doesn't exist. So when they have beetle, when you have Isur and Heter, there's no Isur and Heter before Pesach. There's no Chometz before Pesach. Therefore, there can't be beetle. And therefore, they say, when does can you have beetle? When it becomes also b'chometz. But once it's b'chometz, then it's also b'taruvus also. We don't pass in that way either. It says that we pass in, that isn't batel koydem Pesach. But this concept is, that's the basis for the concept. Namely, Chometz doesn't exist before Pesach. Therefore, you can't talk about beetle chometz. That's what the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, right? Heter beheter lo botel. In order to have beetle, I need conflict. Two things that are mutar are never in conflict with each other. Right? So heter beheter lo botel.
So the Rama is saying that it is mutar to eat this thing?
Well, it says it's not true. One has a potential for Isur Kores, one has no potential. That's already a conflict. The potential is also conflict. Therefore, there is Bittul before Pesach.
Interesting. So he's saying you can hold on to the Yesh Cholkim and the Umatirim im nitbatel kodem haPesach. They're matirim what?
Yeah. Matirim in his bottle. If the chometz was bottled before Pesach, it doesn't wake up on Pesach and become also again.
If it was bottled to the overall of the making of this thing, then this thing can be eaten on Pesach, you're saying?
No. If the thing was prepared koydem Pesach, right? There. Then he holds that it's botel. The Gemara holds it's botel for Pesach. Period. Comes right. Pesach, there's no chometz to be mevatel. No chometz to aser.
Right,
no chometz anymore.
The Mechaber said you can hold on to it, but you can't eat it. So the Rama is coming to say you can eat it too.
Yeah, it's mutar lekaimo, right? He holds because the rov bnei odom don't consider it to be a maichel. Right. But nevertheless, to eat it, you cannot. Why? Sorry, I should have stopped at that point. That's another halachic concept. Right. It's called achshavei. Okay, you want to explain that?
What your machshava, how it plays a role, what your thought, do you consider it to be a food or not a food? That's by the
Chokha Koydes Mano. If Chokha Koydes Mano, right? You went ahead and you burnt the toast. Right? You give it to me, I won't eat it. It's a piece of charcoal. I know people who we bake matzahs, right? They want only the burnt matzahs. They like the flavor of burnt matzah. Okay. So with that fellow, Chokha Koydes Mano, it doesn't work. It's achshavei. He gave us chashivus. Mm-hmm. Right. That's the concept of achshavei. That's the Rosh, the beginning of Sochem. It says that if achshavei, then you don't have a concept of nifsal koydem Pesach. Why? The fact that he eats it shows that he doesn't consider to be nifsal. And it's not judged by community, by society. It's judged by each individual. If for you, it's called an ochel. You like charcoal. You like to eat charred wheat. It has a special flavor. Some people like it. Right? Most people won't eat it. Right? Some people will. There we have the principle of achshavei comes in. Okay? Next. Here's a shaila about schnapps. Sheikho she'osir michitim esorim chayovim levairo. Okay. Look at the Mishnah Berurah on that one. It's real chametz. It's chametz gomor. That's the business Mechaber holds, right? That schnapps would be chametz gomor. Over Mishum by Yor by Mosse, him will be alone. The Gam Yeshbo Korat Bishisoso. Right. The Mitzius, the concept of the reality, is not easy to grasp. I mean, it should be a chilik how much water I use. I can imagine nowadays I read that very popular, especially among the college crowd, is boutique beer. What's boutique beer? Beer made by little companies scattered all over. They charge much higher prices. And it's a big yichus. You can get drunk faster. So whatever mileage it has, right? I can imagine that some companies put out a better quality beer. They use less water. Right? A richer beer, some would be have less water. A more moderately priced beer would have more water. Right? Don't make that chilik. That's the problem with the schnapps also, right? How do you evaluate this? Is it chometz or chometz b'tarubis? You see, they hold this chametz. You get chayav kores for it's chametz. If it's tarubis, only allowed, not kores. Okay, why? In the process, a new entity is formed called sheicho. Right, whatever recipe you're using, you end up with an acceptable product called sheicho. That's an entity in itself, and that's called chametz. וכן אם הם את גבינוס בחלה משיכו סור מוחיתים, What's challah? Anyone know? What does it say?
Challah?
Yeah.
As in the mitzvah? Is in the mitzvah of challah?
All right.
Oh, that a challah. Oh.
It has to be a vinegar-like substance, an acid substance. Why? Using it laham min hagvina to curdle milk. That was some kind of acidic substance, like vinegar, right? Oh, see. What else? Bechala v'sheicha sohra v'ochitim, and chayiv revarom, right? What's this halacha? You did this on Purim. You made this, the day after Shushan Purim, when you made your cheese, and you used a substance that came from a wheat fermentation. whether vinegary or whatever it was, right? And it's before Pesach, should be botel. No, what's that aloha? Dovah hamaymid lo botel. Dovah hamaymid apila belaf lo botel. Why? Bitl always means you minority, a botel meaning you have no independent existence now. You disappeared. But if my little bit rennet that curdles milk, right?
Still expressed.
The pure rennet, the pure enzyme that curdles milk, has a number they give it of 7 million, which means 1 gallon of this rennet will curdle 7 million gallons of milk. That's the pure rennet. The rennet that's sold on the market is sold at 25,000, meaning 1 gallon will curdle 25,000 of milk. Okay. Not 7 million. The 7 million is already when you isolate the enzyme itself in powdered form. So, this bottle, 1 in 7 million. Your bottle, look what it did to your milk. It made it into cheese. Right? Therefore, it's not bottle. Bottle means, oh, you don't count. I don't count. Look what I did to you.
So if you'd melt that cheese, could it become bottle?
Huh?
So if you would melt that cheese,
melt? No.
You would liquefy it afterwards, would you be able to be bottle it?
No, it wouldn't change it. If you could convert it back to milk, maybe. We can't convert it back to milk. Melting it doesn't make it into milk. It makes it into molten cheese called pizza. Right. Okay.
So when they now put heksherim on the cheeses before Pesach.
What?
When they now put heksherim kosher the Pesach before Pesach, were they changing the ma'amid that they were using?
No,
or they
no,
stam making?
Almost always, like meat, so milk products are always made kosher the Pesach all year. He doesn't pay for them to have separate equipment and kosher equipment. If a meat or meat, Moshe, your wife bought a roast. It's been in the freezer for 2 months. She didn't buy it the COVID Pesach. I just didn't get around to using it. Can you use it for Pesach? Of course. What's the shaila? What they soaked the meat in
the shaila is that everyone assumes everything is chametz unless it says OUP on it.
The what?
The shaila is everyone assumes everything is chametz unless it says OUP on it. That's the shaila.
Not so.
It seems that way.
Yeah, that's
you won't drink water unless
it
says
seems OUP that way,
on
but,
it. So like,
but that's so. What? The shash is that a goyish worker might have been eating a sandwich, right, while cutting the meat and a crumb fell in. I mean,
so someone who works at a deli had told me that when it came to packaged meats,
right,
not fresh cut, but cold cuts,
right,
that the treatment of the curing of the meat might be different, and that actually does need to be kosher to Pesach.
It could be a shayla on meat, although I'm pretty accurate. I think there's no company that makes chametz and Pesach. They may put the label on for Pesach to show that it's fresh, but they don't use.
They charge more money for it.
Yes, I know.
What's this?
So that's the reason. They put the label on it. They can charge at least double the price. Cheese
also,
there's no... No, it doesn't pay for them. Not
to buy
run
your own meat, I'm curious. A Pesach
precaution all year. Not to use any product that's chametz. Doesn't pay.
Cheese.
Certainly raw meat, now it comes to any processed meat, I don't know, because there is things you can use that are spices and so on that may have shilas or chametz that are not bottled before Pesach because it's a vidal timer, because you can detect it and so on. But again, I'm pretty sure that the companies do not make chametz and Pesach. Chametz is a delicatessen and Pesach. They always are zohir to keep it clean and to run it with the precautions of Pesach. Raw meat, certainly, there's no shayla. You worry about the guy who's eating a sandwich, so rinse the meat off before you put it in the pot.
So cheese is...
All right, next.
Cheese as well, there's no issues?
Zebby. Cheese.
Cheese as well. I mean, there's no problem at all with cheese.
Which one?
Cheese. There's nothing wrong with any cheese.
No. I say on the hard cheeses, whether they ever make it hummus also, I would strongly doubt it.
Uh-huh.
I strongly doubt it, that they make it hummus or, and then make a Pesach run in kasher, the equipment and so on. It just doesn't make sense.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's corn syrup, I thought.
So they do a whole different manufacturer? Or?
They don't use corn syrup. It tastes different.
Use sugar.
Okay.
Now
look at this next halacha. There's a famous story of Reb Chaim coming home to see his wife standing there with a knife, scratching out some dirt between the wood slats on the floor. And he says to her, "It's meshuga givon." He says, "No chometz. That's not chometz. Why are you working so hard?" The famous response: "If I would listen to your Shulchan Aruch, we eat chometz on Pesach." There's nohagu. The minhag Yisrael got established. That's the next halacha. Nohagu legorei haksolim vakiso shenogim em chometz. Right.
So why is the next line says
Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Rotze lomar. Rotze lomar ein lilug ala minug. Don't you make fun of that minug? Yeah. Lomar shu minug shtus v'chumri yisera ela yesh zeh smach me'er yoshalmi. Yisushom hatoch beiso botzik chayiv levaya.
So he's not saying you have to do this. He's saying that don't think it's stupid.
Yeah.
Not that you have to do this.
Yesh lahem. I mean, you're smart enough not to do it, but he's a machmir. Don't laugh at him. Right? Don't laugh at him. He has a basis for it. What's the basis for it? Misreading the Yerushalmi.
Someone told me that there are women who wash all the walls.
Yes, that's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about.
Without stucking.
Haksolim, yeah, surely.
Okay.
Of course. Okay. When I grew up in a home where we learned how to prepare for Pesach. So we got married, we did the same thing. You bought contact. You know what contact is? Sheets. Adhesive back sheets, and you paste it on the sink, washboards, of course. Let's talk about what's the last time you ate barley soup in the sink? You put the stopper in, you poured in the barley soup, and you and your wife sat there with a spoon. How's the sink chometz? What you do with chometz in the sink? So it says, Pesach, don't do it. Don't eat the chicken soup from the sink on Pesach. Right? What are you afraid of? You put a dish down on the sink, and put a dish down on the sink that was used for chometz. What's going to happen now? Now, I assume that you took away the barley and stuff from the chometz soup. You have a clean sink, and I'm going to put down a Pesach dish. What's going to happen?
Nothing.
No way to transfer anything to it. There's no heat, there's no water, there's no soaking for 24 hours, no kovach.
So you're saying it is a minhag shus.
Okay. But these have been long and got established.
So right. What? If it's shus, nowadays, it's not good.
Huh?
So I'm getting it.
Yeah.
Okay. So the whole thing of taking boiling water and pouring it around the sink.
Oh, sorry. What happened now? Because you have now metal sinks. There we had porcelain sinks. We can kasher cheres. Now we have metal sinks. We can bolo kapolto. How could it get chometz from hot something poured into it? So you take a tea kettle, bowl of water, and you pour on the sink, kasher it. Is that actually necessary?
No.
But it's Pesach. Right? You're looking for hummus.
So that means the whole
okay.
quarantine.
Okay, that's up here, yeah.
That means the whole quarantine is unnecessary. You don't need to do
it. No, don't you say that. You go out and do it. You do it. Otherwise, your wife will walk out. You won't eat in your house.
He says, scrape out the.
Okay, I guess I'll have to give a lecture, but the slightest idea how to begin. All I know is that the opposition.
These people in the ministry.